Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Another week, another episode. Your boy Van, my boy J Bobby up in here.
Yes, yes, the guys, the gazers, the people that's been doing this content shit for a long, long time.
For a minute,
you know
now.
What I'm saying?
Yes, sir. But now we back in here to talk about a few things. You know, we're not gonna hold you niggas up this week. We got a few things we're gonna cover. This is some shit, man. I don't know where you want to start, y'all. You want to start with the most deaf shit?
Immediately, because I'm tired of niggas, bro. Don't get me wrong. Like, I love Yasin Bey, like what he did for the culture and hip hop, like legend, hip hop. But my thing is just like, yo, bro. Like, I understand sometimes niggas don't like certain Drake songs. I understand it. I get it. It's not for you. But to say he's not hip-hop is fucking crazy, bro. I mean, this nigga's been giving this fucking elite rap for over 10 years. Like, seriously. And, like, he's only one of the few people that are still rapping and giving us quality hip-hop. Like, I said this before. Like, you can say whatever you want. Like, all the AM, PM songs that he does, all the direct shots at niggas, or when he really gets into his rapper bag. But just more importantly, you telling me First Person Shooter Mode isn't hip-hop?
That's real hip hop. If anything,
that's not hip-hop. like even if you say, oh well, Cole smoked him. You tell me that's not real hip hop.
Yeah, exactly.
Like anytime they do something with each other, like every song that they made together, it's a banger. So and that's real like rappity rap. And they know when they get with each other, they're gonna make that type of hip hop. So my thing is like, I get it. Maybe Mos Def is not really in tune with Drake music. Like, he probably heard a couple songs that he wasn't like getting jiggy with, and he just like kind of canceled Drake out as a whole. And he's probably, when the album dropped, he probably doesn't go to listen to Drake. And like I say this all the time, bro, Drake had to deal with the fact that, like, coming into his career, right? I might make a TikTok video about this, but coming into his career, right? He had two things, right? He had the Degrassi thing, right? Well, you knew him from Degrassi, so you kind of rooted for him because he's from Degrassi. Like, oh shit, that's Jimmy. And then he had other people that didn't know him, and then like, oh, this is biracial kid from fucking Canada. Fuck, he know about hip hop.
You
know
what I mean? Trey Songz feature, yeah.
Yeah, like, and then he started like, then I think people were intrigued by him, and then like the fact that people couldn't like grasp the fact that he did R&B and rap at the same time, they were kind of like, what the fuck? Like, this ain't hip-hop. Because at that time, like, it was a transition. And it was either, like, you were, like, a baggy jean rapper nigga, like, street nigga, or you was, like, a backpack-ass nigga. Like, you feel me? And Drake wasn't really a backpack. Like, he kind of teeted that, but he wasn't
kind of like the in-between, like, the best of both worlds kind of thing.
Exactly. Like, and then Drake was actually, like, even, like, for instance, most backpack rappers, they don't make pop songs in terms of like popular music that like make hits, right? Mm-hmm. Drake was making hits at that time, like songs that you can play on the radio. And I think that was just confusing the fuck out of people because everybody was like, yo, what the fuck is he? Like, is he a rapper? Is he a singer? Like, and then like people couldn't just, and like the old heads was like, yo, that's not hip hop. Why is nigga singing? And like he's talking about his emotions and shit. Fuck that.
Right.
But like, I just understand like people that enjoyed music, like he was making really good music. And I don't understand how people don't understand that, because My last point is just that, yes, he is a rapper. My thing is, he is both. I think he is a hip-hop rapper, or what do you want to call it? He is hip-hop, but he is pop as well. Like, yeah. That's the only correct answer. But to leave him out of the other, I'm like, that's crazy.
Yeah, it's insane because, like, if we just look at what pop music is today, pop music is rap music. Rap music is the most popular genre out, you know. Ain't no more rock bands, niggas. Ain't no more Blink 182 type niggas. Ain't none of that. So all you have is like rappers, and happens to be the biggest rapper.
What Kanye say? We are the new rock stars.
Yeah, yeah. Kanye on some nutso shit. But like, I think Drake is really like paved his way. Like, even if you look at his last few projects, even like Her Loss, like that nigga's rapping on there. Like, he's rapping. Like, most of that shit is rap, you know. And even like with For All the Dolls, like he came back, he had to spin the block, you know. Shout out to Joe Budden for getting us that, you know.
But here's the thing, bro. Like, at facts, he gave us that rapidy rap 2-pack. Like, so he can see, like, yo, I could do this too, nigga. But like, here's my thing, bro. What confused me about that is like, I was thinking in my head, maybe Mos Def heard Passion Fruit
and too, like, many times,
and was like, what the fuck is this? But I'm pretty sure if that wasn't like, if Drake wasn't Drake and he was just the artist that made that type of music, I can picture Mos Def listening to that type of shit.
Like,
all you incense backpack, natural hair, I am my hair, I'm not my hair, NDIRE, y'all listen to that type of music on a regular, bro. Just like, don't give me that type of bullshit, man. Like, I love Mos Def, but Mos Def can be wrong too. And like, at the end of the day, it's his opinion, but it's his opinion that I don't agree with. So niggas can get mad. Niggas on my comments on my YouTube video, like, oh, whoa, it's Yasin Bey, and Yasin Bey is one of the greatest hip-hop rappers of all time, and he's a pillar, and why am I going to listen to a YouTuber over Yasin Bey? Then nigga, don't watch the video, nigga.
Yeah, like, kick off, nigga.
But I don't care. Like, I fuck with Yasin Bey, but it's so interesting to see that, like, the amount of stains that are coming out the woodworks. Like, nigga, you didn't listen to the Black Star, even though that's not him, but I'm just saying, like, like all those, like, hippity hip-hop niggas. I'm like, yo, y'all niggas, yo, go outside, man. Y'all need some bitches.
You know, it'd be the niggas that, like, he, like, galvanized a group of niggas, you know what I mean? Like, niggas who hate Drake anyway, so they just found something new to latch on. And every few weeks, it's somebody else.
But my thing is just like, yo, how do you listen to one, like, genre of hip hop? I never understood that, like, ever. Like, when niggas always talk to me about, like certain rappers, like, I get it. Like, I like niggas that rap. You feel me? But like, I couldn't listen to that all day. Like, and you know, and there's like a group of people that love Griselda now. And I always say it's funny because all the rappy rappers niggas, I'm not saying they don't, but they listen to other shit besides that rapity rap shit. Like, right. That Benny the Butcher quote about being in a strip club when he asked them what record should they play. And Benny Butcher was like, nigga, don't play my shit. Play the City Girls, like these bitches that can twerk to some shit like that. You feel me? Like, even like, I think it was J.I.D. J.I.D. was saying that he doesn't listen to like rappers like him. He doesn't listen to country rap at all. He listens to like that trap rap crazy shit because like, he needs something else. Like, you feel me? So like, I never understood that. Like, I think those niggas think that, like, for the most part, every rapper is like, I just want conscious, real bars and rap. And like, no, nigga, like your favorite conscious rapper is listening to some fuck shit right now.
I think listen to them new Cardi songs, bro. Like, I don't want to hear what niggas talk about.
Speaking of which, how do you feel about that new Cardi shit?
This nigga's about to drop a classic, Joe. Like, all the beats into this shit, he's going crazy with these shits. And I like the rollout. He's just throwing them on random YouTube channels.
Ah, right, here's my thing. So this is a girl on TikTok, and I don't know if you follow her or not, but I think she's from Atlanta. I don't know where the fuck she's from, but she's thick as hell. But she's like a rappity rap ass girl, right? And she talks about how, like, she didn't like Playboi Carti at first. And she was like, how she's into Playboi Carti now because I think she heard some shit that like turned her on to Playboi Carti. But the funny shit about Playboi Carti, I remember when I was in Vegas, right? Before this, right? I remember like when Playboi Carti first came out, I didn't like Playboi Carti either. And I was in Vegas, his album for like what was the first one called?
I think it was just called Playboi Carti.
It was called Playboi Carti?
Yeah, that was the first one. Yeah.
Really?
Self-titled, okay. That's the one with
Magnolia.
New York, Millie Rock, all that shit. Yeah.
So we're in the club, and the shorty is like, in Vegas. I think he's performing. And I seen these bad bitches in the corner, and they just going crazy to the shit, vibing out. And I heard it, and I heard it live, like loud. And I was just like, oh, I kind of get it. Yeah. And then after a while, I started listening to a lot of shit. I'm like, oh, I kind of like this. And it when Die Lit dropped,
yeah, was the
I
one.
Remember, I put that shit on my car, and the I haven't felt like this shit in a long time. Nigga, my soul left my fucking body, my nigga.
Felt that shit.
Because I got it, bro. Like, sonically, like, he, whatever he did on that album, sonically, like, it just, like, he's a master of, like, sound. Like, yeah, niggas don't understand that. Bro, and niggas don't understand that. Niggas think, like, yeah, I get it. Because some shit on, like, the last album, I wasn't really fucking with. But, like, there's some shit on the album I do like. But that Die Lit album changed my whole perspective on that nigga, bro. Like, to the point where I'm just like, oh, I get Playboi Carti now. So all the snippets that I'm hearing now, I kind of like it. I just don't like his aesthetic, what he got going on with the
vampire shit. Like,
yeah, the bisexual vampire shit. Like, I don't know, man. Like, that's like another whole Atlanta shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Be you. You know what I'm saying? But, like, I don't get it.
Yeah, Atlanta niggas are kind of known for that. Like, you know, he coming up, he's off the tree, a thug and all them niggas, you know.
Yeah, but the only thing I don't get is like I get it. Like, there's gay thugs. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gangsta. I'm not. Do your thing. But what I'm saying is, it's just like, I kind of don't understand, because it's like, you give off this image, but you're gangbanging.
Yeah, like disrespect the five and all that. Like,
I really don't understand that. But I guess that's how they move out there.
That's Atlanta shit. You know what I mean? Hashtag them. But nah. But nah, man, I think Cardi has really just found a pocket, man. Like, it's a lot of niggas who try to do what Cardi do, but they can't do it like Cardi. Like, you know, all these little niggas, Ken Carson, all these niggas, they can't do it like Cardi, bro.
I don't listen to Ken Carson, but I heard, like, a lot of people, he's like the new rapper for the kids that's like coming up. And for me, I don't think I'm ever gonna listen to Ken Carson. I just think I'm too old to listen to that type of shit.
Right. Cardi's like my limit. Cardi and Uzi are like my limit for that kind of shit.
Yeah, and like, I've been listening to a lot of more like Yachty lately. I think there's like Sleep. He has some like good songs. I think he understands music well, but I just haven't been liking the whole like he does the thing where he was like, yo, why don't people understand I'm a good rapper and or people
he's trying
like,
to move that Tyler Creator pivot.
Yo, remember first Tyler of all, make that pivot? Tyler Creator pissed me off with that too, because I fuck with Tyler Creator heavy.
Yeah,
but too. Nigga, he went on this whole like, oh, niggas thought I was weird. Nigga, you came out eating a roach.
Yeah, like, what were we supposed to think? You hung yourself in your first major video, bro.
And not only that, your lyrics at that time was insane, nigga.
Yeah.
Insane, nigga.
And he can't say the niggas didn't fuck with me, because, bro, that nigga was selling out shit everywhere. That nigga would show up at Supreme, it'd be 1,000 niggas outside waiting for him.
1,000%. But niggas knew he was on some weird shit because he was doing weird shit. Like, weird even shit, when we saw that Ladera shit, the documentary shit, classic, legendary. But them niggas was wilding.
Like, yeah, doing random shit in the hood. Yeah.
And that's a classic right there, bro. Yeah. And like, you feel me? Like, but when nigga tried to twist it on niggas, like, oh, y'all niggas ain't fuck. Nigga did the Mia Khalifa shit. Like, I'm like, yo. Yeah. What are we doing, bro? Like,
I will
speak about her too, but we're gonna get to that in a second. But I just feel like nigga, like niggas like Yachty's doing that thing. And like, my thing with Yachty is more so like Yachty has a weird voice. And
he does.
And that's it. Like, I can't listen to that J. Cole and him song, because like, I don't care what he's saying, it just sounds so awkward to me.
Right.
And it's never going to get through to me. And I'm not saying that he wasn't spitting, like, but I for me personally, I just can't really hear it unless he does like the auto-tune-y shit. Like, you feel me? Like, if he's just like rapping bars, I'm cool with that.
I like it when he hops on the Detroit beats. Like, when he was with them, hanging out with the Michigan niggas, he was really getting off. I feel like he should have stayed in that pocket, because he was doing well there, you know?
I feel like he was doing it so much, like, niggas started like say he was like stealing their wave and shit riding, like that. Yeah. But he was putting niggas on. So this is like, that's why them niggas fuck with him for sure. But I mean, you know, he's an eclectic nigga, you know what I'm saying? He's OVO sweatshop, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's just like,
you see, he's like Drake. He is taking different shit from different niggas and putting it all together into his own thing.
Bro, it's crazy too. Like, the fact that him and Drake are best friends now, right?
It's weird, bro.
It's not weird. It's weird, but it's not weird, just because I knew from like Remember when Yachty did that Oprah video?
Yeah.
And Drake was on the song. And I, at that time, I thought that was such a weird fucking pairing. I'm like, but I was like, you know what? Drake just be doing shit, right?
Yeah.
And then I think it was Yachty like a minute ago. He started talking about how he's like working on music with Drake and he like is like living with Drake or some weird shit like that. Yeah. And that's why like to find out like now, like all this shit now, I'm like, oh, this been in the make, like they've been friends. Like, yeah. You feel me? But like at now it's just coming out to like the public. But like at that time, that was like 2016 or 2017 when they did that record. And they've been friends for a minute. But like at this time, it just never made sense, but it kind of makes sense.
Even recently, it was weird. When he interviewed that nigga on the show, niggas are like, fuck is this? Like, you know?
Bro, it's crazy because, like, my thing is, yo, can you get the my heater in the back?
Nah, you good.
Oh, the crazy thing is, it's like, niggas really do forget that Drake is a biracial kid from Canada. And I'm not saying that as a slight, but this nigga grew up on Degrassi.
Yeah.
So I think that he has I don't say eclectic, but like a diverse background and things, right? Mm-hmm. So like when you first see it, because now Drake is like trapper, gangster Drake, yeah. And you won't come to the sixth Drake. Yeah, but like we know Drake from like back in the day, like you know what right, I mean.
You,
so
you
like
Jimmy to me first, nigga. Like you know. What I'm
yeah,
saying?
But even when he was first with like YMCMB, like he was just a nice guy. You know what I mean? Yeah. So like that's still part of
they
it.
They wore cardigans.
Yeah, for sure. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
So when I see all that shit, I just feel like, whatever, bro.
Remember, look at his first tape. Like, I mean, the big one. Like, you know what I mean? This nigga had, like, Little Bit and songs like that. Let's Call It Off. All those kind of taking, like, folk songs and making them into rap songs and shit. So he always had, like, a diverse palette. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely, for sure. But Mia Khalifa.
What'd she do?
So, like, basically, there's a video going around, and Mia Khalifa was talking about how she was trying to do something after porn, like a business deal. And basically, somebody came up to her, like, while she was doing a business deal at lunch, and he was like, yo, can I take a picture? And she felt like it was rude to ask, could he take a picture while she was eating and about her business? So she answered back, like, rudely, like, nah, fuck out of here, basically. And then the girl that was with the dude was like, oh, I told you that's not Mia Khalifa. She doesn't have enough cum on her face.
Oh, damn.
So she was just like, she started getting real emotional. And she was just like, oh, I thought that person wasn't going to fuck with me. And she was just like, she was speaking about the aftermath of porn. And like, for me, I understand like being young and you're vulnerable. So you like, oh, you don't really think this through. You know what I'm saying? We old, yeah. We're young. We get that. But my thing is like, people like, It's two things, right? One, you were rude to the guy that wanted to take a picture to you. He wasn't rude in the sense like, yo, he's just trying to be disrespectful. He was just trying to take a picture, but you thought it came off rude because you were eating. Yeah. Then you said something back to him that was like extremely rude. And obviously that triggered the girl he was with to respond back in that manner. My thing about Mia Khalifa, niggas don't hate Mia Khalifa because she did porn. Niggas hate Mia Khalifa because she was doing all types of random fuck shit, right? She was exposing people in her DMs, or she would talk crazy on Twitter, or doing all this weird fuck shit.
Even trying to put down the porn industry. It's like...
Yeah, yeah, and like for me, and like, don't get me wrong, it's just like, yo, when she was... Nigga, bro, no funny shit. She probably had some of the worst Pinot that we ever seen, but like she was so exotic and kind of attractive.
She had like a meteoric rise, bro.
Yeah, like, niggas was like, yo, niggas was fucking with her because of that. And off that, she got this show with her, Gilbert Arenas, right, and somebody else on like Complex, but it flopped because she's like a hockey fan or whatever.
Yeah.
But like a lot of the shit that happened to her wasn't because she did Pinot, it was because she was just a fuck person. Like,
yeah, it's just annoying, bro. Like, you know, it's weird. It's like, because you see other people that were in that industry make that pivot and they're fine. Like, people show them love in public, it's all good. Like Lisa Ann be showing up at all the basketball games everywhere, and it's love. Like, she don't trip, like nothing,
bro. Everybody loves Lisa Ann. Yeah. Everybody. And don't
she's
get me wrong,
the sports shit now too, it's like,
yeah. And that's my thing too, like I get it, like I, like doing porn is kind of like drastic, like you feel me? Mm-hmm. So like, but you did it, and like you didn't do it once, you did it multiple times, and maybe because you were in like a fucked up situation, but like the reason why you are where you are now, or you're doing the big things, is because you did that at first and generated a fan base and made you famous. So like, in a way, it's probably is a gift and a curse, but it, like it did help you. It's not like you're doing the shit anymore. Like you, right. Like that shit is over with. You know what I mean? And like you, but I ain't. I just wanted to get that off because I just feel like she's always trying to play victim. And like I remember,
she does that a lot. Nigga, she does that a lot.
Yeah, I was there, nigga. So like you can't like I remember that shit.
I never get the trying to expose niggas trying to get at you thing that some women do. It's like, why are you trying to like they trying to get at you? Like what are they supposed to do?
Like, but the, like exactly, and the only path she gets there because she was young. Yeah. You feel me? So it's just like, but that doesn't mean it was cool. It was just like, and it's so funny. This is not funny, but it was fun. This is funny. I'll never forget this. It was her and Deshaun Watson. And they were telling Deshaun Watson to be careful.
Yep.
We probably should have been telling Mia Khalifa that.
Exactly. The role in reverse. But it was weird though. She was chilling his crib and all kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know.
He was saying like we should have knew here that he was on that timing.
Yeah, he was on bullshit. Like, cause that was so random at that time. He was like, what the fuck?
Randomly. That, this is like peak of his game, Deshaun. This is like Houston Texans almost MVP season type.
Bro, exactly. So it's just like, ah, right, now this all makes sense now. Like
everything fell in place, bro.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Nah, she was bugging out. I wanted to talk to you about this this BET show.
Okay.
Impact. You know what I mean? So I guess they get all these IG influencers and they like put them on one show. I guess it's like Love and Hip Hop, but like for Instagram joints. The cast is Bernice Burgos, which is like legendary New York legend at this point, you know. Her daughter, Chinese Kitty, I guess she raps or whatever. I don't know. What's the joint that be with Ice Spice? Kitty. She's funny.
The girl from Staten Island?
Yeah. She really from Staten Island. That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah, bro.
Makes sense. Now all her videos make sense now. On Twitter, crying about niggas. Yeah, it makes sense. So Dream Doll's on there. Ella Banz, another New York legend. Melanie Cruz. I don't know who that is.
Oh, the Cheek Lake Shorty.
Oh, okay. The one that be yelling at him in all the videos.
Yeah.
She's on there and some other nigga. But like,
before we get into that, I'm really starting to think that Staten Island is not New York. And I'm not saying that. I'm really not saying that as slander. Well, the reason why I'm saying that, bro, because like, think about it. Nobody from the five boroughs go to Staten Island. That is one. There is no train system over there. Like, you can't go and on a train or a subway to get there. You have to take a ferry, or you have to hop on a bus.
Even on the island, it's one train that runs straight up and down it. Like
exactly. They have their own shit over there, bro. Yeah. And like when I realized, because I live in Jersey right now, and like when I go through the bridge, and it's like you go through Staten Island, and it's really like this own like whole world. Like there's nothing over there. Like I don't know anybody over from Staten Island. Like I don't like there's nobody in Staten Island, and I'm not like trying to slander them because shout out Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
Obviously they are New York, but like it's really its own fucking world, because I kind of feel like that shit should have been Jersey, because I feel like it's closer to Jersey. It's on the side of Jersey. And like, you have to go over, like it don't make no sense to me, because you have to pay a toll to get to it. Yeah. Like I don't know, man.
It's mad out the way. Like I don't know any niggas that be like, yo, let's go to Staten Island. Ever.
For anything, bro. Staten Island people don't be in Staten Island.
And no trips, nothing like.
And I'm pretty sure they got pride, like they pride, because everybody has pride where they from. But I'm just like, yo, bro, like, I just don't get it.
It's a different world. It's a different world, man. Like, even like, I don't even know how people like that live over there have to take the ferry over every day and shit. It's like crazy.
That's insane to me, bro.
It's wild just to like get on there. But yeah, Staten Island is his own world. It's different. It's different, man. But on with this show though, like, it's like, I think we've gone too far, man.
Because we're gone too far.
Like, they giving anybody a show nowadays, man. It's like, it's just ridiculous where this shit is gone. Like, what do these people do?
I'm not gonna lie, I'm fascinated by it. I'm not gonna lie.
Oh yeah, I'm fascinated. Yo, I'm Bernice High. You
know what I mean? I just fear because Bernice, she's not great on camera. I'll say that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. She's a little dry. But also, she's a 40-year-old woman. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, I know she's. I mean, she. I think Bernice is a sweetheart. She's a great girl. Yeah, but I think that as far as like sometimes when she talks, I don't know if that's gonna translate well for other people.
For America,
because you know America could be really ruthless at times. So
absolutely,
but that's neither here nor there. But
I don't know. I don't know how the show's gonna translate to people.
I mean, I feel like it can't be no worse than any of that shit on Zeus because I feel like anybody.
It's
like,
just a Fight Club, bro.
Yeah, I feel like Zeus is.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Like, I don't, like, Zeus is like the shade room come to life. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel like I'm down with reality TV, but I feel like there's no interest of me watching any of that shit over there because none of that shit was like positive. Like, the only shit that I kind of saw that was like kind of intrigued with was like the Jocelyn shit. Mm-hmm. Because I feel like that's just who she is, and I feel like that was kind of more authentic to like real shit because she was an ex-stripper, you know what I'm saying? She's been around hoes and shit like that. Like, I would like to see that from that perspective, you know
but
what I mean?
She's just entertaining as hell. Like,
she's funny. I feel like the thing about Jocelyn, what I realized is that the way you make it in life, no matter your skill level or whatever, is confidence, bro. Mm-hmm. And she superseded herself in confidence to the point where it's like, oh, she is the Puerto Rican princess. like
niggas
yeah.
Really call her that. Like, niggas really like, they see her, they was like,
bro, oh. It's because the, and then she had the birthday song that the girls be playing all the time and shit like
Vegas
that.
Joint.
And it's like, yo, she like, powered herself into like stardom, and you feel me? And I feel like you just gotta have that confidence. But besides that, I mean, I just fuck like I feel like Zeus. I don't know, man. They just not good people at all. That's like this. It's like the shade room in like what's that shit called that used to be niggas used to go through Media Takeout.
Oh, Media Takeout. Yeah, that was a terrible site,
bro. They used to just lie.
Just lie straight out. Niggas were wrong with it, bro. Like. That was really the fake news shit niggas talk about now. That was really it. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I just feel like, well, the Zeus thing, you know, when niggas talk about like TV is corrupting us and as a thing, Zeus is actually the example of that. You know what I mean? Niggas been saying it for years, but Zeus is the peak example of that shit, man. Like, anytime I see a clip from Zeus, it's niggas arguing and fighting. Like, when I see them circle up, like on some tribal warfare shit, I'm like, nah, what is going on here, bro?
The thing is, I don't really know about, like, what's going on in today's age because I'm really, like, how do I explain this? Like, I couldn't imagine growing up in the age of OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. Bro, because you literally have your phone in your hand and there's like porn 24/7 in your hands.
Yeah.
And then they have OnlyFans. And not only do you have OnlyFans, these are people's mothers that are doing OnlyFans. And like, I was having this thought earlier, right? I'm like, when we was in high school, we kind of knew like, oh, this girl could do porn or she would be a stripper because she was just a whore.
Yeah,
like, because she was just a whore. Like, what else is she going to do? Like, you feel me? Like, but like, 9 times out of 10, like, those girls didn't become strippers. They didn't become porn stars because, like, you really have to go do that.
Yeah.
The OnlyFans shit is so accessible. You can just one day open up your phone and just, like,
I'm in the game.
And not really realize what you're really doing. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I always say with the porn shit is a little different to me in the sense because, like, you 18, 19 doing porn, but, like, you physically have to go do it. And you have to do it repeatedly. So it's like, I get making the mistakes once, but, like, if you keep doing it and then, like, let's say 10 years later, you're like, oh, I never wish I did porn. Because, like, I understand, like, your brain isn't fully developed at like 26. Cause I understand the 18 to 26 shit.
That's a real gap.
That's a real gap. But at the same time, like, I still like can comprehend shit. Like, I'm not fucking an idiot. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I got some sense, but neither here nor there. What I'm saying is just like, I couldn't imagine being in this age of like OnlyFans and then TikTok and then Instagram and then getting told what to do and how to do it. And then if you don't got no motion and then like, W niggas getting beat up on like
L's, L outfit.
Like everything is just like in your face, public. I'm so glad I didn't really grow up in that age. Like I came into it, but like I would have been, I won't say I would have been wilding, but I can't really comprehend it if I could or couldn't do it.
Yeah, I think what helped us is we kind of like we're in the era, like, don't get it wrong, we had social media and shit like that, but like you could kind of still take your L's in silence, nigga. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you got beat up, nigga, it was just you got beat up. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't niggas, you know, replaying that shit and doing reactions to your ass whooping on TikTok.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, my nigga. Like, you feel me? Like, I feel like niggas, like, either lost fights or, like, won fights or whatever the case may be. Like, even, like, I be thinking about, like, yo, bro, like, even say if you, like, having a fight and you losing a fight, right? Not even if you lost the fight, you're just losing at that point in time. Niggas can clip that and then chop put up, that like, shit on loop 1,000 times. Like a nigga, like say if you chilling, a nigga just deck you like boom. And now that shit is all over the internet going crazy.
Viral.
And like now, because back in the day it was different because like we had the 480p and it was grainy and like you couldn't really
tell. That wasn't me.
That shit was like shitty quality. Now this shit is 4K, nigga.
4K in your hand.
It's like I'm there, nigga. Niggas getting beat up in 4K. Like,
VR, nigga.
Like, bro, I could imagine that shit, bro. And it's just like, yo, like, that's why I always say, like, this drill rap now is out of hand because a lot of these niggas are getting beat up and getting violated on crank cam. And I can imagine, like, I would have crashed out because niggas is laughing at me, making, making a mockery of me on the internet and shit like that. What you gonna do now? And then it's just like
one in the video, little niggas called his ops at work. The niggas working at like Family Dollar. It was like, yeah, nigga, look at you checking these bags. Like, you nigga, he's at work. Like, what are you gonna do? Like,
that's what I'm saying. That's why it's like you have to embarrass somebody now. And then like, I don't really understand. How do you feel about those the kid rappers now, Lil RT and the kid in the club with Drake and shit.
Yo, bro, that shit is terrible. Like, the only kid rapper, like, I feel like in the last decade, I thought was actually pretty all right was, what's my nigga, Lil Mouse with the Gig Smoke shit? Chicago nigga.
Yeah.
Because he actually was all right, you know what I mean? He had some of his hoes, but, like, that shit is terrible. Like, you shouldn't be co-signing that and, like, seeing, like, little kids in the club hanging with grown people is just fucking weird, you know? What happened to, like, niggas like Lil Bow Wow, Lil Romeo? Like, kids have nothing nowadays, bro.
You remember that kid from Chicago? I think it was from Chicago. And the kid had that song. And he's like, she suck your dick. She suck your dick. Like, goddamn, you dirty bitch. I was like, yo, what the fuck?
Who's co-signing this shit? But, like, even, like, Lil Mouse, like, he have a video with him and having grown women on ATVs and shit. That shit is weird, bro.
Yeah.
It's bad, man. Like, I was saying, like, kids don't have nothing nowadays. Like, kids don't have outlets for them to just be kids. Like, it's, even you think about how people dressing their kids, like, little kids in fucking designer and all this kind of shit. It's like, bro, like, come on. Let niggas be kids.
You know what, what's that nigga name? The nigga that's Doughboy of Future's like artist. He was saying that like his point was like, oh, there's badass little kids like that in the hood all the time, and that's his reality. And he was saying that like, niggas can say what they want, but this is what's getting him lit, and it's afforded him the opportunity to put money in his pockets, right? And it's changing his situation and his family, because if he listens to like the masses, right, like let's say don't do that, he's probably going to be broke in the street, in the trenches. And like, I understand that aspect, because like, I feel like times is hard and you got to feed your family, and like being poor isn't really a joke. Like, I feel like a lot of people do shit now because they really don't want to be poor, and niggas can say that, but like niggas really be poor. and people want to change that situation, which I understand, but I feel like as adults, I don't really think that like he can rap about like, I feel like he can rap about like real shit, but like, I feel like you as adults should set a better example for him, right?
Yeah, because even on that point, like, nigga, like, you back in the day when you needed some money for niggas, you would go shovel they snow, nigga. Go get that nigga an internship, nigga. Don't hand this nigga a microphone. Like,
no. Fuck, you know, so man? To your point, I agree with that, but like, we talking about $10 to like 100K, right?
100K, yeah.
Like, that's the difference, because he signed a record deal. And which is like crazy to me, but
he don't even know what that mean though.
He don't, but it's really the people around him, which is kind of fucked up. But it's just like, I understand. I feel like poverty makes you do dumb shit, and people like, I don't say dumb shit, but like, I feel like people, they do things in certain circumstances. So like, I understand, like, if he doesn't do that, he'd probably go back. I mean, at this point, he got enough clout, he could probably make other records. But my thing is, like, I feel like niggas is saying, like, oh, he's a badass little hood kid, da, 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 that's his reality. But I'm like, yo, this is still not good. Like, this ain't, like, what he's talking about, like, at that age and, like, influencing other kids.
Like, shoot a nigga 100 times.
It's because, like, you know what's going to happen? There's going to be 100 other kids that's going to come out and do the same thing because they saw you get lit. And, like, there's no real artistry in that, right?
No.
It's McDonald's. It's, like, Happy Meal shit.
It's
that's why
McDonald's, nigga. It's, like, Chinese food in the hood. Like, it's worse than that, bro.
Shit. Tomato, tomato, nigga.
All the MSG.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's just, like, at a certain point, like, dumb niggas are gonna come back and like, there's a whole other bunch of kids, little kids doing the same shit, and then like, it's just gonna get oversaturated, and then like, that 15 minutes of fame is gonna go away, because like, how long can this little nigga talk about like shooting niggas and killing niggas and all this other shit at that age? And like, at the end of the day, like, yeah, maybe it is your 15 minutes of fame and you're cool with that, but like, that doesn't have any real longevity to it. Like, I think that, like, I don't know, I don't enjoy seeing shit like that. Like, I just think it's like, because like, niggas can say what they want, like, oh, he's a badass kid from the hood, but like, niggas got grandmas and shit like that, and niggas when they see their grandmas, they have respect and manners because they know, you know what I mean. I feel like we're losing recipes, bro. Like, I'm gonna be real, I
really just feel like it's all right, like, he's a kid in the hood, whatever, what have you, but like, show him something different. And what happens, I think the most dangerous thing is, he gonna start believing his own raps. So he's gonna live the shit, even though it might be pretend to him now, or some shit he hear about, some shit he see. If he keeps rapping like this, he's gonna start believing it, he's gonna start participating in this shit.
You saw the guy that be on like TikTok, and he does interviews in like a ski mask. He's like a comedian, but he interviews like, he's like from Memphis or some shit like that. That nigga interviewed Little RT, right? And Little, he was saying, like, he said something, and then he was just like, yeah, I might have to call the police. And Little RT was like, cut the video. Hold on. He was like, yo, what you want? Like, he was like really offended because he was talking about some cop business. But I'm like, this nigga like five, my nigga, five, was six, bro. Six, eight, whatever the fuck how old he is. And then I'm just like, yo, I mean, listen, that's not my family member, so I can't really tell them what to do and what not to do. But I just don't enjoy seeing that.
It's a bad look, because, like, just even, like, on a baseline level, like, the music is terrible. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like niggas think, niggas are really trapped in a mind state. Like, niggas in that situation, like, rap is the only way. Like, you got to get a nigga mic. But, like, there's other jobs in the music industry you can put this nigga on with, you know?
I mean, it's more so shock value, right?
Yeah.
And I don't, I'm gonna be real. It's shock value, and people are fucking with it because it's shock value, and they're capitalizing off their 15 minutes of fame. And yeah, that's the reality of the situation. And he's gonna make other records, and it's gonna get to a point where it's gonna get so bad where people are like, ah, we can't support this anymore. Or not support it, but like niggas, it's gonna cause some type of like super damage. Backlash. Yeah. And but my thing is like I can't really say that I don't understand, because like me and you live in two totally different situations, right? Mm-hmm. Me and you grew up in Long Island, and I'm not saying that we didn't have our struggles, because we did, because it's not pieces and cream, but we went to pretty good schools, right? Had pretty good neighborhoods and had pretty good education and opportunities. A lot of these niggas don't have opportunities. A lot of these niggas don't have the parents and like the guidance. It really takes a village to raise your children.
That's a real statement. Like,
and they don't have that circum. So like these niggas are looking at like, yo, I'm at the bottom. I'm scrapping. So I'm gonna try to. So I when I see it, I kind of look the other way in that sense. So I kind of understand it. But I just know for a long, like from like a standpoint of like longevity, like this isn't good. Like, but if you can do this to get it out your like to get your family out of poverty for the meanwhile, then fuck it, bro. Just go get your money, because times is hard. Like, nigga, a recession is coming. Like, there's no fucking jobs. Niggas ain't getting money. Like, niggas ain't getting paid what they're worth. Like, we don't know what the fuck to do, my nigga. So, like, when it comes to money at a certain point, like, I really believe at this point, like, if you're not hurting nobody, like, just get your coin, my nigga. Like, but what money make a bitch do. So, like, if you have some integrity and pride, don't do that shit, because eventually that shit is gonna fuck with your morals and your standpoint. You'd be like, why the fuck did I do this? And you're gonna be like Mia Khalifa.
Right. I just, it's just a long term effect I'm always gonna worry about. Like, get your money, but like, at what cost? Like, you know, it kind of reminds me of the little niggas in the Bronx, because it's like a lot of that shit, a lot of that beef is like from niggas, some shit that happened 20 years ago. You know what I mean? Niggas, some shit that these kids probably weren't even alive for, that they're just continuing. And it just continues the cycle of bullshit, bro. Like, so I don't know, man. I hope nothing bad happens to this kid, but also like whoever's around him gotta stop that shit.
Listen, man, capitalism is the devil, brother.
It really is. And I know I don't want to stay on violent topics, but I gotta talk about this. The shit that happened to Yo Gotti brother, man, that shit is insane, man. Like, Memphis is a rough. Memphis is a place I really want to go visit, but like,
I don't. I'm good on that shit, bro. I'm cool, but like, yeah, them niggas is really killing each other out there, and I think there's obviously a back and forth between Dolph's camp and Gotti's camp. People, yeah. And obviously, I seen the video of Big Juke kind of like trolling them niggas after Dolph's death.
Yeah.
And what I'll say this, bro, like one thing that I always respect about Boosie is he was smart enough to get out of Louisiana, and he knew. Because of the situation, he lives in Atlanta, and obviously he probably goes back here and there, but like, you know, he was talking about his son being in Baton Rouge, and like he doesn't understand why his son is out there, because he doesn't want anything to happen to his son based off of like shit that he's done in the past. And like the reality of the situation, obviously Gotti, you know, he has a lot of artists, he has a lot of business there, but like Gotti shouldn't be there, Dolph shouldn't be there, because there's too much history and conflicts that can set you back. Because if I'm not mistaken, Dolph and Big Juke both died in Memphis.
Yeah.
So my thing is like, I'm not saying don't go back there or you can't because you got business there, but like the reality is you have too much people that hate you or want to cause harm to you. And like you would die anywhere, don't get me wrong, but like the odds go up when you have some type of history in that community. And I think it's sad, but it's like the reality situation, like that's just not going to stop. Like it's not. Like, you can say what you want, because somebody's going to want to get their lick back now. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like,
it's another circle of violence, bro. Like, it's just shit that's going to keep happening throughout time. But it's just unfortunate, man, because, like, them niggas is talented, man. Like, I fucked with Dolph heavy, man. Like, Dolph was one of my favorite rappers. So, like, he died. Like, and it's not even just that he died. It's, like, the way niggas did him, like, with his people, niggas just shopping, and you niggas shot him, like, 50 times. It's, like, it's ruthless shit, bro.
Bro,
it's like big, inhumane shit.
But the niggas is missing. Like, Big Juke died at a funeral.
At a funeral with his mother. His mother was in the car next to him while he was getting shot.
100 shots. 100 shots. That's the song by Dolph, right? 100 shots. How the fuck you miss 100 shots?
He's so like, trying to kill him.
Exactly, but still, that didn't give him, I don't know if this is the proper word, but the wherewithal to say, like, yo, I need to get the fuck out of here and be away from it. Because if niggas shoot my, like, say if I'm in Elmont and niggas shoot my shit up 100 times.
100 times, G?
I'm never coming back, nigga.
I'm leaving the state, nigga.
I'm never coming back, bro. So, like, I think that it's more like an ego thing, but it just sucks, bro. Like, at the end of the day, like, I can't. Like, I sent Farrakhan down there, but, you know, niggas still going to get back to it because poverty and crime.
And plus, I feel like this generation, they don't respect niggas like that. Like, Farrakhan and all them niggas, like, they don't care. Like, that was a big deal that day when Ja Rule sat down with Farrakhan and shit. Now niggas don't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Who they going to send out there? You can't send TD. You know what I'm saying? You can't send nobody out there. It's different. It's a different era, man. Like, these kids don't respect nobody, bro. I feel like if Jesus had a Lambo, nigga, they would throw him out of the Lambo and take Jesus. Jesus had a Hellcat, niggas would take Jesus' Hellcat, bro.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? Shit is bad, man. Shit is real, man. But, hey, RP Big Joke, shit is crazy.
Man, free to pick me.
Yeah, exactly. Nigga, protect Angela at all costs.
Yeah, she need to stay away from that nigga.
Yeah. Especially right now. It's bad. It's bad, man. I don't know. What's up with your boy back streaming? I ain't think he would be back so soon. Boy, Academics. I thought he was laying low.
I mean, you know, that's his bread and butter, man. What else can he do?
Which is crazy. I seen I don't really watch no jumper shit, but when Wack 100 be on, it'd be funny, so I'll be watching some of his shit.
I hate Wack 100.
Wack is a funny nigga, though. Like, he said, this nigga Academics is, how is this nigga back? Because he back with this, I guess he back with the same girlfriend who was, he was with. So it's like, what's the point?
I don't, like, Academics is not a real nigga to me. Like, and I mean, he's just not a real person, like, at all.
He's like an entity, like an idea.
He's a concept. And, like, Academics has zero friends. Academics is really just an internet nigga, like.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, because I think that, like, when he be talking about money and he got all this and that, I guess he be beefing with rappers because he be like, I got more money than rappers, which is probably true.
Yeah.
But I'm like, nigga, like, I don't think that you're, like, happy.
Yeah, you can't go nowhere for real. Like,
you know, but I mean? I'm saying, like, you letting women use you and do all this crazy shit to you, running you like a fucking joke, and then, like, you talking about Carisha, and, like, you can't talk about Carisha when you out here looking like a clown yourself with, like, girls that are just, like, running you for, like, a chump.
Yeah.
And my thing is, like, with Academics, like, I think that in his world, like, when it comes to, like, him and those fresh and fit niggas, like, they think, like, oh, because they have money and success, like, that rates them. Yeah, that rates you to lame niggas.
Yeah, like, I guess you could, you know, mess with certain joints, but it's like...
Like,
yeah,
all the women in your life that's ever going to talk to you or mess with you is because you have success and money. Yeah. Like, they're not going to be with you because they like you. And half of those...
relationship's going to be transactional, bro.
Yeah, and, like, half of those women are going to, like... just use you and run you up, and you know that's your only weakness because you like women, so they're gonna violate you. And then the other part of it, like, even like the dudes that are gonna be around you, they're gonna be super lame. Like, I saw a clip of Academics. Academics is officially, I always said about Act, like, I respect his hustle and his work or whatever, I understand this, but this made me not respect Act in no way, shape, or form, because this confirmed to me that he was a lame ass nigga. Like, a lame nigga. A lame, 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 lame nigga. This nigga said that Danny Green DM'd the bitch that he was fucking with at the time, right? Uh-huh. Danny Green, so he saw that Danny Green DM. Danny Green at the time allegedly was either getting married or engaged or some shit. Mm-hmm. So Academics took the fucking screenshot and sent it to his shorty, and then told his shorty, like, yo, he said, we can swap it out, like, type shit. Like, he was
That's corny, bro.
So first she didn't believe him, like, type shit, and then he tried to, like, confirm, like, he went, like, and confirmed it to her and, like, got more proof of evidence. So I think he was interviewing, like, Troy Ave at the time. So Troy Ave was like, what? Everybody in that room was like, this nigga crazy, because at the end of the day, it don't matter What happens in that situation? That is just cold amongst men in general. If your girl, his girl was responding, if your girl's responding to that, then you got to check her.
Yeah.
Because at that point, it's free game. So the fact that you over there talking about sending shit to his lady, you don't know what the fuck they got going on some goofy shit. That's some hoe shit. Like, no, ain't no, listen, man.
There's no way around that, bro.
No. That's rule number one. Like, that's cold. Yeah. That's low. You feel me? Like, you don't have no loyalty to that man, but that's low. So when he did that, any ounce of respect that I have for that man,
the small drop
for the work that he's done, and he's done a lot of work because he is the hip hop outlet. It's over, nigga. You're a fucking bozo. You're a buster, nigga.
Yeah, you can't do shit like that, like at all,
like he be talking that I'm Jamaican and African American shit, that African American this and that, nigga. You're a buster, nigga. Nobody cares.
Yeah,
fucking goofy ass nigga.
He has no real people around him, man. Cause like, even if he had real niggas around, they would advise him, like, yo, why are you doing this shit? Like, he's like checking them on that shit, you know?
Yeah, bro, that's not it, bro. But you know what's funny? Niggas do that. Niggas do that in the dark. Niggas do funny shit like that in the regular, though. You think niggas got cold, but they be doing that in the dark. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, that's true, man. On that note, we're gonna wrap up this week's edition of J Bobby and Van, man. You got anything you wanna leave with the people?
Nah, go hard or go home. Respect yourself, man. We in dark days. The aliens are coming, man. So
get ready for the aliens.
That's a fact.
Imagine going 1v1 with an alien. It's crazy.
I'm not. That nigga gonna clap me up. Because if he can get here, it's over.
It's over. It's a wrap. He already won, man. But it's like that, man. We're gonna get up out of here. I'll let you guys next week.
Gang, gang.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.